That's Talk of the Nation at 2 p.m. this afternoon here on WLRN, where it's 5:34.
This is WLRN Herald News. I'm Rhonda Victor Sibilia. More than 100 citizen soldiers from South Florida are waking up at home this morning for the first time in 14 months. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin was in Fort Lauderdale as the Army reservists returned from Iraq to an emotional reunion.
Hundreds of family members gathered at Fort Lauderdale Stadium to give a hero's welcome to members of the 724th Military Police Battalion.
It's surreal. I can't. It's just unrealistic. I don't know.
Is this your wife?
Yes, it's my wife.
So what was it like? What was the reunion like today? Describe it for me.
I went numb. It was more than I could. Overwhelming, just a rush of emotions.
Sergeant Kevin Ray of Hialeah says there were a few times in Iraq when he wasn't sure if he'd make it home.
Scary moments, yeah. But thank God, you know, everything is still intact.
What happened in those moments?
A few explosions and people driving up and their vehicles full of weapons. Thank God they turned out to be cops, but we didn't know that at the time. It was scary.
What scared his wife, Amy Ray, was every time she heard reports of another soldier killed.
Many moments. At one point, I completely stopped watching the television, and I would wait for his call or for an email. I spent a lot of time on my knees praying, crying, contending with loneliness. It never ended, but I made it, just keeping myself busy and with support of family and friends that helped me through.
The battalion's primary mission was to set up a detention camp near the Persian Gulf. And as Sergeant Herb Dressler from Jupiter pointed out, none of the unit's roughly 600 members were killed.
You know, that's one thing that I am very thankful for, that we all came back healthy and we didn't lose a person. That's one thing I'm very thankful for.
He and other Army reservists have jobs waiting for them after 14 months away.
Just that I'm happy to be home and I'm happy to be here talking to you. I'm happy to see America and green grass and not sand.
Michael Hiblin, WLRN Herald News.